Aldrich Family, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, and Marines of the United Nations.
A world filled only with teenage boys is something forbidding to imagine. But a world without any teenage boys is just as forbidding. For a youngster like Henry Aldrich adds zest to everyone's everyday experiences. The scene opens in the Aldrich living room. The time is Saturday morning.
But, Mary, haven't I made it clear I'm not any good at that sort of thing?
Henry, what difference does it make? You don't have to entertain him or anything. All you have to do is keep your eye on him.
Mary, let me ask you something. How old is this child you want Homer and me to take care of?
Henry, he's not a child. He's 9 years old.
Well, I'm not going to spend the only day of rest I have in the week keeping my eye on a 9-year-old infant.
But Mother promised his mother that you would.
That I'd take care of him?
That one of us would. And, Henry, I thought you asked me to help you with your French this weekend.
I did. Sure, I'd be glad to have you help.
And I was even going to straighten up your room for you.
Including my closet?
Yes, Henry. I've had just one thought in my mind all morning, and that's to make the weekend just as pleasant for you as possible. And now somehow you've disappointed me.
I have. Well, look, let me step out on the porch and speak to Homer for a second. Maybe I can... You wait here.
All right, I'll be answering the phone. And, Henry, I think you should also know that I even planned to clean out your lunchbox for you.
You had? Mary, I don't think you'd better open my lunchbox. Homer.
Listen, Henry, are we going to keep that date
on? We're going to, Homer, we're going to. Only... She was. I've disappointed my sister.
You've what?
Mary's all broken up. She was going to clean out everything I own, and now she can't.
Henry, do you realize that in 11 minutes the bus leaves for Abbott City, and Gwen and Ada are over there expecting us to come on it?
Well, that's what I want to ask you, Homer. If we catch the 10 o'clock bus over there, I don't suppose we could keep our date and get back here by 12, could we?
By 12 tonight?
No, we can't keep Willie out that late.
Who's Willie?
Oh, well, that's something I'd rather not go into. Yes, Mary?
Henry, I thought you wanted to make that box.
Henry, I just talked to Joe Graham, and he certainly appreciated your being so good about it.
About what?
Have you forgotten? Taking care of Willie.
Mary, when did I say I'd do anything like that?
Well, I thought you were going out to arrange it with Homer.
Gee whiz, I just went out to speak to him.
But what's Mother going to say when she finds out you've walked out on Willie?
Mother, where is she? I'm going to ask
her. Now, Henry, you stay right here.
But, Mary...
Where are you going? She's out in the kitchen, Henry. Mother?
Yes, Mary?
Mother, are you satisfied with the way Henry's getting along in French?
Dear, I haven't time to worry about Henry's French right now. What have you done with Willie?
Well, that's what I was anxious to tell you about. Don't you think that since Henry is a boy, Willie'd have a better time with him than with me?
Yes, I suppose so.
That's what I've been trying to tell Henry, and Mother, he won't even listen to me.
Mary, I haven't time to worry about that now. One of you is to take care of him, and you'll have to decide it between yourselves.
And whatever we decide will be all right with you? That's all I wanted to know. Henry! Henry! Henry Aldrich!
What, Mary?
May I ask what you're going down the front walk for?
Mary, Homer and I've got to catch something.
And Henry, don't you realize how upset we all are over your French?
My French?
Your French and Willie. Or don't you ever want to get to Princeton?
What'd Mother say?
She said Willie would be much happier if he were with you because you're a boy, and I'm to settle this with you myself.
She did?
Hey, Henry, why would Princeton care whether your closet is cleaned out? Come on.
Just a second, Homer.
I'm going to leave it up to you, Henry. I've got to go in and change.
But, Mary, why must I be the one to decide?
Henry, do you realize we have 5 minutes left?
Homer, I'm stuck with Willie Jenkins.
And how about Gwen and Ada? You mean you'd rather play with Willie than with Gwen?
No, Homer. But my mother's worried about French.
I mean... And, Henry, if I get over there and tell Ada you couldn't come, she'll take my head off. She went to a lot of trouble to get Gwen lined up for you. I told you were very particular who you went out with.
But how about Willie? I've got to keep an eye on him.
Well, where is he?
He's out in the garden. I have to stay and see that he's all right.
Okay, okay. Why don't we tie him safely to a tree and beat it?
Tie him?
Oh, I don't mean tight, Henry. We'll put him on the end of a long clothesline and leave a glass of water for him in case he gets thirsty.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
All right, then why don't we take him with us?
On the bus? Way over to Abbott City?
Listen, all your mother wants you to do is take care of him, doesn't she? What difference does it make whether you take care of him here or in Abbott City?
That's true. And, gee, there he is. Hey, Willie!
What do you want?
Come here! What are you doing with that rose bush?
I dug it up. I thought I'd move it for you.
Well, where's the hole you got it out of?
Who wants to know?
Now, listen, Willie. You got to put that back and come on with us.
I'm not going anyplace.
Oh, yes, you are. Now, come on.
And listen, Willie, that's my father's favorite rose bush, and he doesn't want to take it all the way to Abbott City.
Aldridge, isn't that you up there on the porch?
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Smith. I just thought I'd get a little sweeping done out here. My, isn't this a nice morning?
Isn't it? And, Alice, I want to tell you what a nice boy I think you have.
Who, Henry?
I just saw him going down Maple Street with Homer Brown. It's the funniest thing, the way I happened to see them.
Really?
I was about a block away, and I heard a small boy screaming. Screaming at the top of his lungs, Alice. And at first, I thought he must be crying.
Were they hurting him?
Oh, no. It turned out he was just laughing. Henry was running on one side of him, and Homer was on the other side of him, and they were holding him right up in the air.
Really?
Yes, and the little boy was waving a great big bush. He must have been having the best time.
Oh, that must be Willie Jenkins. Apparently, Mary decided she'd let Henry take care of him.
Well, from the way it looks, Henry certainly has a way with young people. And that's why I stopped by, Mrs. Aldrich. I want to ask you something.
Yes, Mrs. Smith?
I have to go to Red Cross 4 afternoons a week. And my little girl is a real problem. She's very sweet. And I wondered, when I saw Henry just now, whether he wouldn't like to earn a little money now and then.
Taking care of your little girl?
Oh, it'd be a great treat for her.
Oh, I agree with you. And it would be a wonderful experience for Henry.
Hello? Hello, is this Abbott City 441?
Deposit 20 cents, please.
20 cents? As much as that?
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this... Just a minute.
What did you say?
Hey, Homer, what'd you say her name is?
Ada Ashley. Why don't you write it down?
Write it down? Listen, Homer, you want to mix me up? Hello?
Hello?
May I speak with Ada Ashley, please?
Well, Ada can't come to the phone right now. She's gone down to the bus terminal to meet someone.
She has?
Yes, we're having 2 visitors from Centerville.
Oh. Well, look, we missed the bus.
Who did?
All of us.
Oh, is this Homer?
No, it's Henry.
Oh, you're mine.
What's that?
Henry, aren't you coming?
Sure, we're coming. Only we had a little trouble, see? And there isn't another bus for an hour and a half.
There isn't?
No, but don't worry. We're going to hitchhike over.
All right.
And listen, do either you or Ada have a kid sister?
A kid sister? Yes.
Well, look, my mother was a little worried about Princeton, and you suppose she could sort of entertain someone we're bringing over with us?
Well, I'll find out. And we'll be awfully glad to see you, Henry. I understand you're very nice.
Well, gee, I understand the same thing.
Hey, Henry, what do you think happened?
Listen, Gwen, I think Homer's fixed it up so we can get a ride. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What do you mean I fixed it up? Willie just spilled a strawberry soda all the way down his front.
Well, gee whiz, Homer, didn't I tell you to keep an eye on him?
He won't let go of that rose bush, Henry. That's the trouble. I told him when he started he couldn't drink his soda, no hands.
Hello, Mrs. Aldrich's residence.
Hello, Mrs. Aldrich. This is Mrs. Emily Jones.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Aldrich, I was just talking with a couple of the ladies from the Red Cross, and I understand your son is marvelous with little children.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but of course I'm his mother, and I'm afraid it wouldn't sound right if it came from me.
Well, just the same, that's what I hear, Mrs. Aldrich. And I understand he's taking care of 1 or 2 children in his spare time. And could he take on any more?
Oh, you'd like to have him take care of your little boy, too?
Oh, I have 2 little boys. 1's 5 and 1's 7. And Mrs. Aldrich, if I thought Henry really would play with them every afternoon, my worries would all be over.
Listen, fellas, wait a minute.
Willie, will you please walk a little faster? Don't you realize we're only 2 miles out of town? And just because we got you along with us, nobody will give us a ride.
I'm not stopping them.
No, but you certainly discourage them. Why don't you throw that darn rose bush away?
No.
Willie, will you stop limping every time you take a step? You make me nervous.
But I've got a nail in my shoe. And I'm going to sit down here and take it off.
There we go, Henry. There we go. He's sitting down again.
Willie, won't you please listen to reason? You took your coat off and left it someplace, and we lost half an hour and never found it.
But I was hot. Here, pull my shoe off.
Is any car coming, Henry?
No. Help me get the darn thing off and fix it for him.
Where's a stone? Where's a stone?
Are you going to hit me?
Now, don't put ideas into my head.
Look, Homer, while I take a shoe off, you show him how far you can throw that rose bush.
Oh, no, fellas. Oh, no. Let go.
Ow! Stop switching me.
There isn't any nail in your shoe. It's just your imagination.
Well, look at my foot.
It's your sock. Whoever dressed you didn't get all the wrinkles out.
I dressed myself.
Hey, Henry, here comes a truck.
Mister! Mister, give us a ride!
Hey, mister.
Gee whiz, we're gonna stop.
Come on, hop in.
Sure, thanks ever so much.
Boy, I'll say. Come on, Willie.
No.
Now, listen, Willie. Do you remember what I had to do to your wrist last time? You wouldn't mind me?
No.
Let's just lift him, Henry.
Don't hurt him, Homer. Just let him know we mean business.
Hurry up and get in here.
Yes, sir. We're in.
You boys been having a hard time getting a ride?
I'll say. And we certainly appreciate it.
And, Willie, isn't this pretty nice? Aren't you glad you're going over to Abbott City and see some girls?
No.
Now, listen, Willie, don't be so smart.
Well, you guys aren't so smart. You know what you just did?
What?
You left my shoe back there when we got on.
Hello, Samuel Aldrich speaking.
Is this the Aldrich that takes care of war workers' children?
I beg your pardon?
I want the Aldrich Day Nursery Service.
What's that?
Could you tell me what your hours are?
My hours? That all depends.
Well, I want to enroll 3 children.
You don't say so.
Yes, but I don't want to leave them with you all day.
Who is this, Harriet? You trying to be funny, Harriet?
Who?
Send them around, Harriet. We'll take all you've got.
Oh, thank you. I'll bring them over this afternoon. Goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. Aren't you Harriet? Hello?
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 Is this Gwen? This is Homer.
My gracious, Homer, where are you?
That's what I'm calling to tell you about. We're getting there.
Well, how far are you?
We don't know. We got a ride partway, and then Willie's rosebush got in the guy's eye.
What did you say?
He almost ran up a telephone pole, and the guy made us get out. But Henry's right outside where I'm phoning here, trying to stop another car.
Well, I certainly hope you get here soon, Homer. I've got my sister all lined up.
Your sister? For me?
Well, I thought you were bringing someone by the name of Willie.
We are.
Well, that's good, because my sister broke a date with a soldier just so she can see him.
Ah, with a soldier?
And she hopes Willie's as nice as most Princeton boys.
As what? Well, he's nice, but he's lost his shoe.
He did.
And his cap and his coat. And we hung his shirt back on a bush to dry after his soda slipped.
What slipped?
But tell your sister not to worry. Once we get him there, he won't be any trouble.
He won't?
Hey, Homer.
I'm coming, Henry. Goodbye, Gwen.
Goodbye.
Henry, did you stop a car?
No, everybody just goes right by. You know what the trouble is, Homer? There are 3 of us.
Sure there are. I've been telling you all the time, Henry. The thing for us to do is get behind a tree and let Willie try to flag the car. Because he's little, see? And then when they stop, we can step out and say, Mister, how would you like to take a couple more?
Sure.
Sure. Now then, Willie, do you understand?
No.
Well, do you see that delivery truck that's coming up the road?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be right behind this big tree, Willie. And all you have to do is stand there where it's perfectly safe and go like this with your thumb.
Like this?
Not the thumb that's holding the rose bush. Come on, Henry, get behind the tree.
I'm coming.
Quick, get behind here.
Is Willie fighting them all right?
I can't see him.
Neither can I. But listen, it sounds as though that car is slowing up. You think it is, Homer?
I think so. We'll wait a second until Willie's had a chance to ask him for a ride.
Sure. And then we'll step out and we'll... Hey, look, the guy's going right on.
You mean you wouldn't take him? Willie, what did you say to him? Willie?
Hey, Willie, where are you?
Willie.
Gee whiz, Homer, he got in the car and left us.
Well, that's gratitude for you.
But, Homer, I'm supposed to keep an eye on him.
We'll be back with the Aldrich family in just a moment.
Right now it's intermission, and time for our intermission guest, the one and only Tommy Dorsey. Okay, Tommy.
Thank you.
Of Henry Aldrich. In their anxiety to keep a date over in Abbott City, Henry and Homer have started off to see their girls, taking along a 9-year-old boy Henry has promised to take care of for the day. Unfortunately, on the way, Henry and Homer have become separated from their ward. The scene opens in Mr. Aldrich's office.
Sam, I'm sorry to bother you here at the office, and I promise you I'm going to take just 1 minute of your time.
Hello, Alice. What can I do for you?
Sam, the grandest thing has just happened. You won't believe it when I tell you, because, frankly, I couldn't believe it myself.
No? What is it?
I'm not going to tell you right now, dear. I'd rather wait so you can be surprised. Only let me ask you one thing. How much do you think Henry's worth an hour?
Henry? How much is he worth?
Sam, all I want to know is where I can buy a sort of an engagement pad for him that has the days of the week on it.
What for? Excuse me. Hello, Samuel Lawrence speaking.
Hello. Is that you, Father?
Yes, Henry. What is it you want?
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear your voice. I've been trying to get Mother to tell her something, and there isn't any answer at the house.
You want your mother? Just a minute.
Sam, is that Henry?
It is. Here.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hello, Mother. Are you there?
Henry, I have the grandest thing to tell you when I see you.
Well, listen, Mother. I want to ask you something. Is anyone at our house right now?
No.
No one at all?
Whom do you mean?
Well, I mean, no one's dropped in the last hour. Sort of, I mean, well, are there any little children there, about 9 years old?
Oh, then you've heard about it.
Yes. You mean you have?
No one's there right now, Henry. You can't expect things to happen that quick.
But, Mother...
By the end of the week, you'll be very pleasantly surprised.
Not until then?
How are you and Willie getting along?
Oh, then you don't know... You don't...
Are you pretty good friends by now?
Well, I've been thinking things over, and Mother, I don't care anything about going to Princeton.
To where?
Look, could I speak to Father for a second?
All right, dear. Sammy wants to say goodbye to you.
Yes?
Yes. Goodbye, Henry.
But, Father, wait!
What is it you want?
Willie's been stolen.
Yeah, that's fine. Henry, he's what?
He used to write a habit city, and we don't know who did it.
Sam, what's happened?
And listen, Father, do you think we can keep it from Mother?
Henry, how did this happen?
I'm sorry, your 3 minutes are up. Well, gee whiz, I haven't any more money. Goodbye, Father.
Henry, where are you? Henry!
Just a moment there, just a moment.
What's the matter? You got a flat tire there?
Well, yes, I have, but that isn't what I stopped you about. About how far am I from Abbott City?
Well, not more than a mile or so.
You haven't seen anything of a small boy about 9 years old, have you?
No, sir. You lose him?
Not exactly. My son was taking care of him. That is, I've been out looking for him for about 2 hours, and I... Well, here comes another car. I'll stop them.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open.
Hello there. Hello. Could you stop, please?
How far is it you
want to
go?
I don't want to go anyplace. Have you seen anything of a small boy about 9 years old going somewhere with somebody he didn't know?
What was that? I haven't seen anybody. I got to move on.
Well, if you see anything of him, let me know. Hello there.
Excuse me, have you seen anything of a boy about 9 years old?
What's that? I'm looking for a 9-year-old boy.
With a rose bush?
What's that?
Gee whiz, Father, is that you out there?
Henry, what are you doing in that car?
You mean you found Willie, Mr. Aldrich?
I have not. Come out of there and help me fix this flat tire.
Sam, what are we going to do?
going to do next?
Alice, I don't know what we're going to do. Sit down and stop pacing around the living room.
But, dear, what am I going to tell Mrs. Jenkins when she comes here to the house this afternoon to get Willie?
And when I realized, Alice, that you were going to let Henry take care of all the children in this town, I shudder.
Now, Sam, let's forget that and concentrate on Willie. Did you call the police?
I called the police in Centerville. I called the police in Abbott City. I called the state police, and they all promised to call me back.
And when they called, what did they say?
They didn't call.
There they are right now.
How do you know that's the police? I'll answer.
Sam, you wait here.
Alice, there's no use in your getting any more upset than you already are.
But, dear, I'd like to see this thing handled the way it should be handled. I think the police should be told that we insist on knowing where Willie is. Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Aldrich?
It is.
Well, look, this is Willie.
Willie! My goodness, dear, are you all right?
Yeah, sure. Have you sent your laundry out for this week?
What's that? Where are you?
How about your laundry?
Our laundry? Willie, where are you?
I lost Henry and Homer. But don't worry, Mrs. Aldrich, they'll probably turn up all right. I gotta go.
Willie, can't you hear me? Willie, hello?
Alice, where'd he say he is?
Sammy didn't say.
I thought you were going to show me how to handle this.
But he sounded happy.
Mother, did I hear you just talking about Willie?
Yes, dear.
You were, Mrs. Aldrich. You were. Where is he?
Homer, I don't know. All he kept saying was, had I sent my laundry out?
You mean he hasn't got any clothes left on at all?
Well, I know what I'm going to do.
Where are you going, Alice?
I'm going to lie down and put an ice bag on my head.
Boys, do you realize what you've done today?
Who, us, Father?
You.
You mean we've given Mrs. Aldrich a headache?
You two boys decided to take Willie and go all the way over to Abbott City just to see two girls, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
And your country has asked you not to do any unnecessary traveling, hasn't it?
But we were going on a bus, Mr. Aldrich, and the bus was going anyhow.
That isn't the point. All unnecessary traveling on buses means unnecessary wear on tires.
It does?
And extra passengers mean extra buses, and every extra bus means still more extra tires.
Yes, Father.
And that was all just because you two boys wanted to see a couple of girls.
You mean you've got to give up girls during the war?
You can give up Abbott City girls, can't you? Unless you're prepared to walk over and see them, of course.
13 miles?
What's the matter with the girls right here in this town?
Gee, Henry and I were wondering the same thing. We don't know what's the matter with them.
And another thing. Do you realize how many miles I had to drive my car today just because of you?
Yes, Father.
And do you realize what that means?
Yes, sir. More wear on your tires.
Exactly. And your father, Homer, had to get his car out and try to find Willie.
He did? On his tires?
He did. And the police are out trying to find Willie. Do you realize how much rubber has been wasted this afternoon just because of your thoughtlessness?
Four.
Suppose a little thing like this happened every day in every town in this country. Do you realize how many towns there are?
Yes, sir.
And do you realize how many boys there are?
But they all don't want to see Gwen and Ada, Mr. Alder.
They all want to see some Gwen and Ada. And you boys will have to choose right this minute. Which will you have, your girls or Victory?
You mean we can't have both?
Not at the same time. Now go on out and think it over.
Yes, Father.
Sam!
I'll answer the phone, Alice.
Gee, Henry, am I ashamed of us?
Alice, is that the phone or the front door?
It's both, dear. You answer the phone and I'll answer the door.
Hello.
Hello, is this Mr. Aldrich?
It is. Is this police headquarters?
This is Miss Thompson down at your office.
Oh, yes, Miss Thompson, hello.
Mr. Aldrich, I'm sorry to bother you, but some woman has just left 3 children here.
Three what?
She's just gone on to the night shift. And, Mr. Aldrich, she's afraid your office isn't going to be big enough for her children to play in.
Miss Thompson, tell her we are not running a nursery and will she please leave?
She's already left. And what'll I do with the children?
I don't care. Do anything. Take them home with you. Goodbye.
Sam!
Yes, Alice?
Sam, he's here. He's here.
Who is?
Willie. He came back with the laundry.
He did what?
The laundry truck delivered him. He's out in the kitchen eating a piece of pie. And Sam, I don't know where he got it, but he brought me a rose bush.
Well, that was very thoughtful of him, I'm sure.
Later on, dear, you can take it out and plant it with your other bushes.
What's that letter you have in your hand?
It's a note I just found on the living room table. It's addressed to us.
Well, before you open it, my office has phoned. Some woman has left 3 children down there.
For Henry to take care of? Sam, won't that be wonderful? He can go right on to work.
He cannot.
Now, Sam.
Alice, if this town needs a nursery, I'll put up some of the money for it, but Henry isn't going to run it.
Why not?
We haven't got enough tires.
But, dear, how can we ever develop his character?
And how about my peace of mind?
Here, look at this note. It's from Henry.
From Henry?
From Henry and Homer.
Why would they be writing to us?
Dear Mother and Father, and Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich.
Mr. and Mrs. who?
We are certainly sorry we were so thoughtless and hope the country will not suffer too much. We have taken an oath not to ride on another tire for the duration, unless it is for essential needs, not girls.
Well, I'm glad to see my talk did some good.
So we're taking your advice and walking to Abbott City to see the girls.
They're walking all the way?
But don't worry about our wasting shoe leather as we are wearing our rubber-soled sneakers.
Yes, that's fine.
Mother! Mother, what do you think
Something I just saw.
Oh, Mary.
Henry and Homer, they were running down the street just as fast as they could go.
Yes, dear, we know all about it. They're going to Abbott City.
But, Mother, don't you understand? Willie's chasing right after them.
He's what? Alice, now wait a minute.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.